Our scripture today comes from the 22nd chapter of Luke, verses 7 through 23. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover of the lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told him. So they prepared for the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take, eat, take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the covenant of in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him." They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Oh, I want to aside is I understand the history of Arise in bits and pieces, and I try to put it together. But one of the things that I really wanted to highlight for you is I have been in churches almost all my life, and to have a legacy that you have here in terms of music directors is astounding. I know you all love Paul, and you love Tony, and you love Rich. We are so fortunate to have Adam. And if this is the first time you're hearing him, you're blessed. And he even can work with Steve. So there's that. As this day arrived, I was looking and I was seeing that World Communion Sunday and the 25th anniversary coincided on the same day. And I said, well, should I just postpone communion or postpone World Communion Sunday? But coming from the background I come with, that really wasn't an option. So I began to think about what it was that God would want me to do. And as I was looking at it, it became clear and obvious that it was God's idea all the time, because the two stories intersect very strongly. World Communion Sunday comes from this passage in the Gospel of Luke. The Lord is literally hours from being seized and taken into custody and dragged off to Caiaphas' house. He is about to go to the cross, conquer sin, conquer death, send us grace. But even before he does that, he is eager to celebrate the Passover with his disciples. Why is that? Because he's the one they're passing it on. They're the ones he's passing it on to. His work, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, is going to be carried out by these 12 guys sitting around the table. And he already knows something, but they don't. One of the things that strikes me is, he says, the hand that is going to betray me is at this table and is dipping into the cup with me. And they all say, is it I, Lord? All of them fully believing that it couldn't possibly be them. Possible exception of Judas. But you know what the irony of this little scene is? Judas is going to betray Jesus into the hands of the Romans. But every single person sitting at that table is going to deny and let Jesus down. Every single one of them. Even Peter, who's going to protest the loudest. And you're going, Pastor Reed, you really know how to bring a bummer to a 25th anniversary celebration. That's the whole thing. Jesus says what? I am eager to celebrate this Passover with you. Why? Because I want you to receive the forgiveness before you even screw up. And I want to tie it to this Passover celebration that you have been doing every day, every year of your life since you've been born. And you understand what it means and you understand how important it is. And I know that you'll continue to do it. And every time you do it, you're going to remember this moment right here. I could probably preach a 6 to 8 week series just on communion and all the subtleties that are in it. But the couple that I want to leave with you is when you look at the Lord's Supper and the unleavened bread is something that has no sin within it. And he takes the bread and he says, this is my body. Why? Because it has no sin. And because I have no sin, I can give my grace to you. And then he goes into this Seder meal. And if you've never celebrated a Seder, you really should, because there's so much in it that makes an overwhelming case for how much God loves you. There are four cups during the Seder. He doesn't take the cup of joy. He doesn't take the cup of plagues. He takes the cup of redemption in his hand. After the supper, the first cup after the supper is the cup of redemption. And he holds it up and he says, this is my blood of the new covenant shed for you. The cup of redemption. My blood. See, he wanted to forgive them in advance. He wanted them to know. That's why he was so excited to celebrate it with them. He didn't make some brand new ritual for them. He took a ritual that they knew, one that had passed on to them, one that had been part of their lives since the very beginning, and gave it a new and even deeper meaning. See, when they celebrated Passover, they would always say, why do we do this? And they says, because we were slaves in Egypt. It's not our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers and grandmothers were slaves in Egypt. We were slaves in Egypt, because if they hadn't been delivered, we'd be slaves in Egypt. The language is personal and individual. It's not y'all. It's you. That's one thing that's stunning as you start to study the Bible in its original language, you find things that scare you. Because it's not subtle. When you read, ever watch a football or basketball game and you see the guy holding the 316 sign? Once you understand that phrase, it'll change your life. For God so loved the world that whoever is actually singular, you, God so loved the world that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Stunning, isn't it? You didn't know you were in the Bible, did you? But you're there. You're there again at the end when Jesus said, "And blessed are those who are not here and yet will hear and believe." It's you. So as I have been learning the bits and pieces of the Arise legacy, as I have understood what has gone on before, as I have put the pieces together, I have tried to do that. I've tried to put myself in that time, moving things in and out of a trailer. Juliana and I were part of a new church start down in North Carolina that did something very similar. Breaking ground on a new building, writing on the floor, carpeting over it. Each and everything is a cornerstone and another step forward in grace to what it is that God had called you to do. But even like I was talking about the kit, sometimes it's great to make something new. Sometimes what's even sweeter is to receive something passed down to you. In 1995, I came to the conference of the United Methodist Church and was put on something called the Board of Church Extension. And we were tasked with starting three churches, a Canton Friendship, a Rise, and a Azusa down in the city of Detroit. And helped in the selection of sites and helped in the selection of pastors. And I served on that board with Bill Verhelst. There are some people who are part of this that I have not met. They're sitting here today, and I'm getting to meet for the first time. There are some people who I was fortunate enough to meet, like Don Weatherup and Jim Osborne, who are no longer here. And there are some like Bob Zane and John Lasky that I didn't get to meet. But I got to receive some of the gift that they laid out. There are countless names and countless memories going through your minds now. But I think as we think about it, as wonderful as it was to create the things, like my aunt said, sometimes buying and finding the treasures seems like the most wonderful thing that can happen until you can finally give them away. You can see the joy in someone else's face as they inherit the things that you've done. The beauty of a 25th anniversary is we know it's not a finish line. It's a celebration along the way, and it's something that is going forward. I hope that we have many celebrations to come, and I hope I can come back for the 50th. Let me see. 50th celebration, and I'm still kicking and traveling at that point. I'm going to love to see the ministries that Arise came up with for the 21st century. I think John Lasky and the Board of Church Extension will be pleased to see a dog park that drawing the people to the community in the door. And I think those sitting here will be pleased to see the ministries that come. Because I know God's not done yet. There are different views, different visions, different ministries for the times to come. And they'll be just as special and just as spirit-filled as the ones that have already been. I hope as we come to this table and we receive the gift that Jesus offered us, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of grace, and the gift of love, we think, how can I pass this forward? Because this is way too special to just keep to myself. Could you pray with me? Almighty God, as we come before you today, we ask that you continue to open our eyes to the blessings that you send, examples of your love, touches of your hand. Glimpses of the kingdom of God intersecting with this world. Touch each person here. Help them to be your hands and feet, being prepared to take the word to those who need to hear it. But bless us to be a blessing. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And all God's people said, amen.